They fake me, you know. They do. That you all fake me. And this person here is one of the biggest fakers right here. Last Sunday, I was sitting here. Lorraine was a communion elder, and y'all were singing the offering song. And I've always known Lorraine singing as an alto. It's a really strong, powerful alto. She's singing way the heck where the clouds are, going way up high with sopranos. And I go, I didn't know you could sing high. You know, and now today, again, she goes way up high, just singing, just, you know, you guys just going on.
God is good.
God is very good. God is very good. And I'm just following Howard. I'm back there just, wish I could play like that. It just very, 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 we are so blessed. We are so deeply blessed. Thank you very much. It is a powerful experience. It's great, and I understand that last Sunday I may have been a little wound up, over the top, overly excited, overly animated. There's a lot of overs. I'm trying to tone it down. Walk it back a little bit, Don. Just walk it back, and just trying to keep it down. So I'm going to see how well I can do that this week, today. Anyways, we will see. So it's Palm Sunday. You know this, all right? So we remember Jesus coming into Jerusalem on an animal, all right? Luke and Mark say it was a colt, all right? Gospel of John says it was an ass, meaning a donkey, okay? Donkey, ass, all right? Matthew has Jesus sitting on two animals, all right? A donkey and an ass, all right? That's what happens when you don't go to Sunday school. He's totally confused. He's heard both, and he says, well, I'll just put them all in there, and he can ride both of them, as if Jesus is riding double over both animals and somehow trying to make that. And it's clear that Matthew wasn't paying attention in Hebrew school. Because if he was, he would know that the whole prophecy is coming from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. And the Hebrew word is actually a young animal. Doesn't say colt or ass. Just a young animal. But in those days, those were pretty much the only animals ridden. And it has really nothing to do about the animal at all. It's the idea that the king that comes will be humble and triumphant. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. But of course, what's today? We don't call it Donkey Sunday, do we? We don't call it Ass Sunday, do we? We don't call it Colt Sunday. We don't call it Ride a Young Animal to Church Sunday. What do we call it?
Palm Sunday.
And did you hear Ben when he was reading it? Did you see it on the screen? Did you read it in the Bible? Luke never says palms. He never says palms. Luke doesn't have any palms in his talk about it. He doesn't say it at all. He didn't get the memo that it was Palm Sunday. He didn't go to Sunday school either. This is what happens. It confuses people. They don't know about these things. And Luke, they just throw down their clothes, throw down their garments, you know, things like that. But no palms. And why is that? Because in that day, palm branches were a military symbol of victory dating back to the Maccabean revolt. And for Luke, God's kingdom has nothing to do with military power and everything to do with humble servanthood. Luke wants to make that very clear. So there are no palms in Luke's version. And what you heard today, you didn't hear anything about that. And in Luke's version, if you were paying attention, they're not even in the city of Jerusalem. This impromptu parade takes place outside the city. It's as they're coming into the city. They haven't even gotten inside yet. But the Pharisees see what is coming, and they try to stop it. See, Pharisees don't like parades, especially parades they're not in charge of. especially parades that they're not leading. And so they don't like the parades, they don't like the song, they don't like the cheering, and they say, tone it down. Use your indoor voices. They're kind of like the Grinch of the Bible. All that noise, 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 and they're like, shh, 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 shh. Keep it quiet. Keep it low. Have you noticed that in Luke's version, it's not about palms, it's about singing stones. Only Luke has that. Only Luke tells us that Jesus said, look, even if everybody was quiet, the stones themselves would sing out. Luke's the only one that mentions that. It's like we're being reminded that Jesus is reminding the Pharisees, reminding us that this is not going to go the way you think it could go. You can't stop the kingdom of God. You can't stop it. You can't end it. You can't make it quit. Jesus is reminding the Pharisees that this is not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Jesus is telling the Romans, this is not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Jesus is telling the crowds, this is not going to go the way you think it's going to go. Jesus is telling the disciples, he's telling the 12, this is not going to go the way you think it's going to go. And he told the disciples 3 times how it was going. But they weren't very good listeners. And they still don't know how it's going to go. Peter, James, and John don't know how it's going to go. The only person who knows how it's going to go, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus reminds the Pharisees, reminds the crowd, look, even if everybody was quiet, stones would sing. In other words, we are not in control. Okay, now we can say amen that the Pharisees aren't in control. Amen. Romans aren't in control. Amen. Crowd's not in control. Amen. Don, you're not in control. What about every other Tuesday from 3 to 5 when I'm in traffic? No, Don. You don't get to be in control. We don't get to tell God what to do. I mean, if you're honest, you do. Each and every one of you do. All of us do. We all try to tell God what to do. God doesn't listen to us. Talk about not good listening. We don't get to tell God what to do. God is always going to do it God's way. And we get confused sometimes about who's in charge. And the Pharisees thought that they could stop Jesus. And Jesus said, don't flatter yourselves. You can't stop the kingdom. You can't stop the kingdom. And Jesus is telling the crowd, don't flatter yourselves. Your voices aren't that great. If they were that great, you'd beat the First Christian Church in the choir. I don't need your voices. The stones themselves would sing. You see, sometimes we get ourselves all mixed up thinking God needs us. You ever find yourself going there? God needs me. Really? No, he doesn't. We need God. We need God. God doesn't need... God loves us. Yes, God created us. Yes, God cares for us. Yes, God redeems us. Yes, God is always with us. But God does not need us. All right? He can get stones to sing. He doesn't need us. Let's not flatter ourselves. God was at work in the world before we arrived. And God will continue to be at work in the world even after we have left. See, it's not only humbling to be told that the stones can sing, it's also reassuring. We are being reminded that nothing is going to stop the kingdom of God. Because sometimes we watch the news and we wonder, where's God? Sometimes we hear things going on in our communities and we wonder, where's God? Sometimes our heart is breaking over things we're going through in our lives, and we're desperately crying out, God, where are you? Fix this. Don't you care? Can't you hear me? God, where are you? And we cry that out. Here we're being reminded. We're being reassured. God is in charge, And God is in control. And God may not always be happy with the way things are, but God is always loving, and God is always faithful. The Pharisees don't like the song. The disciples are clueless. They're singing the words, but they have no idea how Holy Week is going to unfold. They're going to be totally shocked and surprised. The way of the cross is the way of the kingdom. It's not about parades. It's not about palms. It's not about people singing. It's about God working. It's about God's message. It's about God's mission. And God's mission and God's message is this: God's love doesn't quit, ever. God's love doesn't stop, not at the city gate, not when somebody complains. God continues to come. God continues to share love. And all creation will sing, even if the world does not like the song. God continues to say, "You are my people, and I redeem you. I choose you, not because you are good, not because you are worthy, but because you are loved." Amen.